This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I mean, the economy needs right now is a big whopping tax increase on all the productive sectors of our economy. I'm going to fight them every step of the way because I think this is the wrong prescription for America.
That's Mitch McConnell not happy with the messing of corporate taxes to pay for the infrastructure bill that the president is proposing. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, we have some sad shootings that happened in the United States. We'll talk about those too, of course, along the way. Plus, in this hour, Patrick Wood will join us to talk about freedom of speech. It's like my favorite thing to talk about, First Amendment and freedom of speech. Citizens for free speech, raise your hands. I see them going up all around America. And I say this all the time, things you agree with, don't agree with, whatever. We have to defend it. Imagine living in a country where you are forced to hear state-run media and radio. I've been there. I've seen what that's like. So we're going to talk about something very specific to Donald Trump's Twitter suspension that will prevent the National Archives from preserving his account on the platform, which is something that's happened because Twitter certainly became, with the Obama administration, we saw that, certainly with the Trump administration, same thing, the power of social media and reaching the masses, and that is the way the president communicated. So the National Archives shutting that down, we'll talk to Patrick Wood, like I said, about that as well. Plus the mic drop, and Roderick Graham is going to join us to talk about a planet that I think I'd like to live on. So I'll explain at the tail end of the show. But first, let's get to this and give you the payoff. So I guess in New York with this, with what we're talking about with tax rates and hikes, the ultra rich will face a 52% combined top income tax rate, highest in the U.S. I mean, when you hear 52%, wow, that sounds so big, doesn't it? Now, I'm sure some of you are like, boo-hoo, because how much money are they making? You know, it's always that haves and have-nots. But I thought it was much higher than even I had calculated. So the tax hike for millionaires still has to pass the state legislature's lower house and be signed into law by Governor Nomo Andrew Cuomo, as long as he's around anyway. The higher tax rates will apply to all state residents making more than $1 million. So that's a big bite with New York City and the state replenishing their coffers amid the pandemic because it has been disastrous, as we know, for states and city and county budgets. But when we look at what would happen with this increase on the taxes if the infrastructure bill is to become ultimately a law, then the tech giants and the multinational firms would face a serious clampdown under this global deal plan by the president along with the whole infrastructure thing because he talked about having the tax rate jump up. So what does that mean? How much would that jump up? Janet Yellen, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, said earlier in the week it's about making sure that governments have stable tax systems that raise sufficient revenue, that all citizens fairly share the burden of financing the government. What say you, America? Flip me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. And speaking of infrastructure, you heard what Mitch McConnell said there, saying it's the wrong thing for the economy because the theory is, well, if we have to pay more, maybe we slash some of the employees. So we have a bloodletting to make up for the loss of this extra income that is having to go toward taxes, or are we a company that's in trouble because of what's going on with the pandemic? So Pete Buttigieg, who is the transportation secretary, made it clear, by the way, with what happens in the infrastructure bill, the way it's designed, that it's not just about bridges, and it's not about bridges and tunnels and roads. It's about much more than that. He was on with George Stephanopoulos, and I thought it was interesting what he said. Here's what he said about the future and why this money is so important.
Well, let's be clear. There's a lot more than roads and bridges that are part of infrastructure. I heard the governor of South Dakota recently saying, this is an infrastructure. It's got money for pipes. Well, we believe that pipes are infrastructure because you need water to live. And too many families now live with the threat of lead poisoning. That's absolutely infrastructure. You know, you talk about roads and bridges, but also airports and ports. We need to make sure that we have broadband. I know that traditionally the internet wasn't considered infrastructure because in the Eisenhower years, of course, it didn't exist. But infrastructure investment has to include looking to the future.
All right, so will it even go anywhere? Nancy Pelosi wants the Biden infrastructure bill done by August. We'll see, because then you traverse some of the things that are already happening and are already there on the plate of the legislature. I mean, obviously, this is big, and this is going to be a major piece of it's a major proposal, of course. And Biden last week introduced the kind of the contours, if you will, of this infrastructure proposal that features those some of those projects that Buttigieg was just talking about. But also some of the non-traditional things would go in there, too, which would be family tax credits, elder care, child care, you know, and the list is pretty, pretty long. Bipartisan support, Pelosi says she's holding out for it. At least the physical infrastructure portion of the package would probably get some bipartisan support. The whole thing, no way. No how. I don't see the whole package being done by July either. So she's right about the timetable because of how it will have to be sold. So it may mean jobs for some of you. It may mean more taxes for others of you listening to this show. We'll see if it gets more bipartisan support than not. Again, I don't think it will, but we'll see. What happens. In the meantime, a couple of other things, of course, are happening in the U.S. The Chauvin trial, the Derek Chauvin trial, has a lot of people still captivated because there's the conversation about Floyd and the testimony of how he died. He died of a low level of oxygen when he was pinned to the street. I mean, these are things that people saw in the viral video, but this is piecing the whole case together. So there were a couple of shootings. There was a shooting at a Texas office park. It left one person dead and five wounds, and just a terrible, terrible tragedy in Bryan, Texas. And in South Carolina, there was a shooting, and this shooting involved a former football player, and it just shocked the community. It was a doctor and his wife and their grandchildren, and the doctor was and also an air conditioning tech who happened to be there at the time. He was shot down and killed. And then the football player, the ex-football player, who decided to wreak havoc with all these lives, ended up killing himself as well. And this is a guy, Philip Adams, who played for a couple of different teams as a defensive back from 2010 to 2015, and it's a lot of shock in that community in South Carolina. Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The ex-president, the former president, Donald Trump's Twitter suspension is stopping the National Archives from preserving his accounts on the platform. What? Are you kidding? They're not going to let that happen? Shocking to me, because we have to defend the First Amendment. We have to defend freedom of speech. I've talked ad nauseum on this show about why that is so important. Patrick Wood joins us. He's the founder and director of Citizens for Free Speech. It's a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and defending the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Patrick, thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you, Kate. Thank you.
So, your reaction to this thing with the National Archives?
Well, it on first blush, it makes you want to throw up, but, you know, it's par for the course. And the reason I say that is that Donald Trump has been such a lightning rod for the populist movement in America that is the only natural enemy of the global elite as represented by big tech media like Facebook and Google and Twitter and Amazon and so on. And the only threat they have that they're really scared of right now is the populist movement in America. So it's no wonder that they're trying to deep six anything that Donald Trump had anything to do with ever, and all of the other people associated with him as well. And that would be, you know, all the those who would kind of consider themselves to be direct members or remote members of the populist movement in America. Not really a political party, obviously, but you know, there's a large group of people that elected Donald Trump, and they weren't really part of the establishment.
Yeah.
So this is a threat to them, and they want to deep six anything that comes close to, you know, raising a resistance against them.
And this is ridiculous in this sense of, if you just talk about the National Archives, so that's the whole idea, is that you've got the records, you preserve them. It's happened with previous presidents. I mentioned, you know, Obama. So this is the first time that they haven't done that. And that is suppressing, forget about politics, it is suppressing freedom of speech when obviously that's happened before in the past. So that's cherry picking. And as you said, Patrick, that's par for the course because of big tech and the populist movement, if we call it that, right?
Yes, and I would go probably a little bit further and say this is just plain vindictive on the part of
yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
It's reminiscent of the death of the murdering that took place of Parler several weeks ago, where Amazon, Google, and Apple ganged up to destroy a company, a social media company that was competing with Twitter primarily, but to murder a company that had done nothing wrong, was not convicted of anything, nor even under investigation for anything. They simply rose up and wiped the company off the face of the earth. This is murder in anybody else's book. I can't call it anything else. But it was mean-spirited, it was vindictive, and it was way beyond the discussion of just free speech. And I think this is the case right now, sort of with what's happening with the Trump archives and stuff. It's just being vindictive. It has no substance, no rationale, other than just trying to, you know, stick a knife in the side of the populist movement and say, neener, neener, take that, you turkeys, sort of thing. You know, we got the power here.
And, you know, it's interesting because NARA, for short, the acronym, they're trying to find ways to still make that available to the public while not being put back on the original platform. They're trying to provide that public access to all the captured and preserved, you know, tweets, the presidential records, social media, including anything blocked or deleted that's been transferred. That's what they're saying now. I mean, I think this is going to be a little mini war, though, don't you?
I do, too. And, there's going to be more pushback. But, you know, the last time around when Trump was banned from Twitter, news coverage didn't hit it very hard, but there were some 75,000 other people that were just banished, if you will, right after that. And it was all part of the same purge. Maybe purge is a good word, isn't it?
There is a purge.
And people just disappeared. And, you just don't hear from them. Now, Trump got the media coverage because he is who he is. But for all those other 75,000 people right then, they got no coverage whatsoever. They're just gone.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, and this shows you, to the left of the left of the left, you know, Senator Bernie Sanders, he has said that he wasn't comfortable when Trump was permanently banned from the site. And I understand he's not happy with what's happening here with Twitter and the National Archives. So that shows you right there, he understands freedom of speech. He understands a president and the record and having it there. So even Bernie Sanders is saying that's censorship and bias.
Yes, and that's really an interesting observation, too. If Bernie Sanders doesn't give him a pass, you know it's got to be ugly out there.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
But you know, the big thing with censorship on these companies is when they promote their narrative, while at the same time censoring anybody else that has a counter to it, a critique of it, that is not free speech. You can't hide behind the free speech label there. Now, if somebody was censoring you that had nothing to do with the original speaker, that's another issue, another problem. But when a giant company like a Twitter or Facebook can promote their own narrative while at the same time stomping on anybody else that would dare to criticize them, that is not free speech. I'm not sure what you call it, but it's not free speech. Free speech predicates that there's transparency and all sides of an issue can be heard freely without interruption, without anybody else coming in and, you know, stomping or putting duct tape on somebody's mouth, whatever, and let the people decide what they want to believe or what they want to hear. or what they want to accept. That's been the American way for 250 years. It's worked pretty well.
Yeah, and you know, of all the amendments and preserving the Constitution, the First Amendment was brilliant, because imagine if we don't have free speech, then what do we have?
That's exactly right. And they put the First Amendment first. It's very clear in the papers, the early founding papers. And they put the Second Amendment second on purpose as well, because if the First Amendment fails, you will then meet the Second Amendment. And that's, we don't even want to talk about that.
But, yeah.
You know, the First Amendment was all about communication, and they said you must be able to communicate in a free society. Free speech is what a constitutional republic is based on. And when the speaking stops, when the communication stops, that's when the fighting starts. This is a truism of life. This is not some political thing. Even in personal relationships, you ask anybody who's ever been divorced, well, what happened to your marriage? We thought you were doing so good. They say, well, our communication broke down. Every single time communication broke down. And that's when the warring began in a relationship, and eventually it ends up on the rocks.
Yeah,
well,
boy.
Our country, same boat right now. Communication is being shut down everywhere you look, and people are really getting frustrated, Kate. That's the worst thing about it. It's a powder keg right now, and it's at risk of blowing. We simply cannot let that happen. That's what the enemies of our country want, of course, but we just can't let it happen. We need to put the First Amendment back where it belongs and open up the channels of communication again so people can speak freely with each other.
I agree with that, absolutely. Patrick Wood, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Anytime, Kate.
All right, so Patrick Wood, founder and director of Citizens for Free Speech, the First Amendment. You know, as somebody who grew up right there outside of the seat of liberty in Philly, I've talked about this before, how much the Constitution and how much the amendments, et cetera, meant to me growing up, and then especially getting a degree in journalism and looking at the history of free of speech that wasn't free, of what happened to people when they weren't able to express themselves, and then seeing it for myself in another country. And it is so vital, whether you agree with what somebody's saying or not. It's like with radio, right? This is an opinion show. This is what it's about. And just like all the others out there, you always have the ability to have choice of what you want to listen to and what you consume. And that's why freedom of speech is so, so important. Mic drop moment coming up on the flip side.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The latest in a string of mass shootings. A gunman has opened fire at a cabinet-making company in Bryan, Texas. One person is dead and several are wounded, including a state trooper who was shot while pursuing the suspect.
The suspect shot at our trooper. Our trooper was shot. He has been life-flighted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan.
Officer Craig Cummings said the suspect is in custody. It happened the same day that President Biden announced some executive actions to take on gun control. He said the issue is a public health crisis.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
The president also pushed Congress to move forward on some issues he promised as a candidate.
This Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchasers to bypass the background checks.
This is USA Radio News. The suspect in a mass shooting in South Carolina turns out to be a former NFL player. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
A doctor, his wife, their two young grandchildren, and a handyman were among those murdered Wednesday evening at a home in York County, South Carolina. They died as a result of gunshot wounds, according to York County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Trent Ferris.
We're shocked that this type of incident happened in our area in Rock Hill, especially with the amount of people who were involved. We have found the person we believe is responsible, and we are with them at this time.
A sixth victim remains in the hospital. Philip Adams, a former National Football League cornerback who played six seasons in the league with six different teams, has reportedly been identified as the gunman. Mr. Adams turned the gun on himself just after midnight. Adams was a defensive back for the teams including San Francisco 49ers, Atlanta Falcons, and had recently been a patient of the deceased doctor. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This pandemic, there were toilet paper shortages and cleaning supply shortages and a slew of other things that we couldn't find at the store. What did I have trouble finding? I thought everybody in my neighborhood must have been making lasagna because I went to like three stores to get ricotta cheese and I couldn't find it. I was like, wow, there's a run on ricotta. What is going on? And during the beginning of the pandemic and then when we had another surge, there was things that you couldn't find. Because of how many people are doing home improvement, there were things that were missing in the Home Depot, Lowe's, et cetera, where you'd have to order it because they ran out of whatever it was. And, I mean, there's like 20 different things I can think of off the top of my head, but this one threw me for a loop. I just was really surprised by this, but apparently, ketchup is tough to acquire. I'm talking about ketchup packets. You know, when you hit all the fast food joints and you want to put some ketchup on your fries, your burger, or whatever you use it for. So ketchup packets have risen 13% since last January because of pandemic shortages. So some very ambitious people are selling 50 packets for $9.99 on eBay. Mic drop. Yeah, so what are they doing? Are they pilfering all the ketchup? Hey, let's go to Whataburger and let's get some extra ketchup. Then we go to McDonald's. I mean, seriously, that's 50 packets for $9.99 on eBay, and so much ketchup goes out the door. I feel badly because the Hubs always does a couple of fast food runs for himself during the week, and he gets massive ketchup. They just dump tons of ketchup packets. We may be causing the run. They dump tons of packets into the bag of whatever he has. And so much so, like, I have a baggie. This is probably too much personal information, but I'm going to tell you. We have a baggie because I was sick of seeing them all over the refrigerator. So I took a baggie and I put them all in a baggie, and it's a giant baggie full of ketchup mostly, because he loves ketchup. So who knew? I mean, who knew that was going to be a thing? It's like masks. People who were watching what was going on with masks. Now, of course, there have been counterfeit masks, and a lot of people have been busted for that, like the N95s. But other people are making some pretty good cash and selling custom masks. And they have them on Etsy. They have them on their community pages. But they're selling them to neighbors. And it's become a thing. It's become an industry. It has been for the last, you know, year plus. And I don't see that going away anytime soon. But I just think the ketchup thing, it is a mic drop because it's shocking to me. 13% since last January, and somebody making money by selling the packets on eBay. Because what do you do? What if you have a restaurant, a mom and pop restaurant that somehow is surviving? You got to have ketchup. And if it's fast food, of course you have to have ketchup, because you got to have those packets. And then you think of the ballparks and the stadiums, because now eventually people are going back, at least in smaller numbers, but those packets go flying out the door. I mean, boom, just gone, apparently, right? Yeah. All right, so a little bit of odds and ends here. A couple of things, because I just briefly talked about a few things at the top, like, sadly, the doctor, his wife, two grandkids killed in the South Carolina shooting, and the fact that you have this former NFL player, Phillip Adams, who now his sister is saying that when people are saying they don't understand how this happened, what was going on with him, but apparently he was having mental health problems and he was really going downhill fast, is how she described it. And he was the target, Dr. Robert Leslie and his family. And I mean, imagine the rest of the family trying to cope with this, where you have the two grandchildren with the grandparents, and they all are killed. And then the handyman HVAC guy who's there, who also ends up getting killed. I mean, just a terrible, terrible, horrible thing. And the kids were so young. I mean, it doesn't matter what age they were, but one was 9 and one was 5 years old. And you do have a sixth victim who was also part of that HVAC crew, and he's in critical condition in the hospital. And again, people are tweeting about this, tweeting about the shock of it, but people are tweeting about this doctor who was a beloved doctor. You had Congressman Ralph Norman, who went to Rock Hill High School and said that he and his wife were close friends with the Leslies, the doctor and his wife, and said to know him is to love him. And through the decades, they made an incredible impact on our area and the lives of countless people, more than they could ever have known. I mean, he was a legend in that community. He worked in emergency rooms for decades. He was the medical director of the emergency department at Rock Hill General Hospital for 15 years. And he just was one of those people that everybody knew. He founded two urgent care centers, and he wrote a weekly medical column for the Charlotte Observer, and he did a book called Angels in the ER, and I remember that book because there was a little bit of a, he got a little bit of a bump, meaning it was such an interesting book when it came out. A lot of people, I think, were talking about it, and he was on a couple of shows because I remember seeing him, and you know, the list goes on and on of how many lives he saved and the things that he did and the volunteering and, you know, everything else. And imagine these four children and these other grandchildren and trying to number one, say goodbye to them in this shocking manner. And it's just, I mean, absolutely awful. We need an uplifting story or two. And this is one that I happened to see when I was perusing a couple of different news sources. You know, we talk about, and especially I talk about this, it being tough on crime and how about the victims. And so often I think the victims are overlooked. But Ronnie Long was in prison for 44 years, and it was the USA Today that I saw the story. He was in prison for 44 years on a rape conviction in North Carolina, and this was in 1976, and he was sentenced to life in prison. His attorneys have said that more than 40 fingerprints and other evidence collected at the scene were never shared. He was freed in August of 2020. At that long of a time, again, 44 years in prison. He got a check for $750,000. And I started to think about compensation, right? North Carolina law says anyone wrongfully convicted of a crime can get $50,000 for each year they were in prison, but the amount caps at $750,000. He's 65, so he's not compensated for 29 of the years in prison. 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, think about that, about how long that would be to be in prison knowing that you didn't do something. And luckily, eventually, because of DNA evidence, that you end up getting out and cleared and taking away 44 years. My goodness, 44 years. And there's other stories of this where somebody is wrongfully convicted and then they're overturned, and thank goodness that is eventually overturned with people fighting for them. And DNA evidence has actually been a game changer for so many lives, those people that are imprisoned, you know, falsely. And this is definitely a case of that. So does he deserve more than that? I would say yes, that they owe him more money, making up for the extra years that he sat in prison for doing nothing, for not being a part of that at all, but being accused and then convicted of it and then cleared of it four plus decades later. I gotta throw in my nightly COVID count. 112 million people have been vaccinated, so by my count, my math can be fuzzy, but that's 41% of the eligible population and 33.7% of the total population. We look at cases, and in some areas, cases declining, and then cases going through the roof. Over 555,000 people have died in the U.S. from COVID-19. The scary thing now is the variants and the younger people getting COVID in their 30s and 40s and even way younger than that. So now the questions about vaccinations keep coming back around again. And we have more. And every state is different because I get emails about that. What do I do? And I tell people, where do you go? What county? How do you do it? Because it's easy enough to figure out. But it's different how it's still being distributed. Stay with us. We're going to another planet next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Once in a while, a book just comes at you where you are so absorbed in it that you can't put it down. And I've talked about different books, you know, from the start of the year that really took me back for some reason. There was something about it, whatever it was, whether it was an unknown author, a famous person, whatever, for some reason. And there's a novel that Roderick Graham has written, Kerjath and the Earth Warriors. And what I think the part of it is he did such a brilliant job, and I don't want to give it all away because I'm going to let him tell you some of the story, but he did such a brilliant job with the aliens in this and with the good versus evil and what does that mean. And it really is such an interesting read. And it's in the sci-fi genre, but I say sci-fi fantasy for sure. So we go to Australia, and we've got Roderick in our virtual green room. Roderick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kate. Very nice.
So tell me, first of all, tell me, how does one go about all of a sudden deciding, you know what, I'm going to create these characters, I'm going to create this whole other world, I'm going to create these aliens that have these magical powers, and how do you create that in your mind?
Well, I've been influenced very, very much from a young boy when I read the Narnian Chronicles. I fell in love with all that sort of thing. And then The Lord of the Rings came along, and there was Harry Potter and all these sorts of things that exploded onto the screen, and they all sort of stuck in my head. And I thought, well, I've always wanted to do this. I can't write a really serious book, so it's got to be something out of my imagination. And people have said to me that I'm off the planet all my life, and I just thought I'd prove it.
So you decide, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to come up with this. And what happens then? How do you start?
Well, I had to figure out how they left the planet. And one of my sons said to me, Dad, with a lamp. I thought, oh, how simple. And from the very first page, the action happens. They're suddenly, in the first page, they're suddenly being transported across the universe to another planet where no one believes that Earth ever existed. There's these hundreds of different races of aliens on the planet from all over the universe, and none of them believe that the boys are in their right mind and that they're from Earth.
Yeah, and let's talk about the plot. Let's talk about, there's two brothers in this, Michael and Gabe, and as you say, boom, there's action right in the beginning. So how do they find themselves in that situation?
Well, they had no choice in it, really. They walk into a new house of theirs that their parents had just bought, and there was this lamp sitting at the end of the hall, and it drew them in, and suddenly they're being transported across the universe. And they can't speak, they can see, they can't hear, but the things they see on the way are incredible. And suddenly they're being deposited on a planet that is absolutely incredible, that is nothing like Earth. Of course, it has forests and trees. And they find themselves part of a mercenary army of hundreds of different aliens who are about to fight an incoming space fleet. And the boys are in a kind of shock. But as they go along, they find that something on this planet is helping them. They can outfight, they can outrun, they can outlast any of these brutes that they're forced to live with. And little by little, these aliens start to acquiesce to the Earth boys that they have something about them that none of these other aliens has or have.
Ooh. Do you have a favorite character?
Well, I think it has to be Gabe. He's a bit of the quick speaker, the one who can't stay still for too long. He's got to have action. Something's got to be going on, and he cannot contain himself some forward. He's got to come forth and say something or do something in any situation.
I love it. Yeah, he needs the action. He's got to be the one. He's got to be able to do something. You're right. So what do you hope people take away from reading Kerjath and the Earth Warriors?
Well, just that they've read something that has not been written before. Similar things have been, but here's a new author, me, that has introduced them to new species of aliens who have different customs that have never been done before, ever, I suppose.
Yes, ever. Was it fun coming up with the aliens and the powers and what they could do?
Oh, yeah, sure was. Some of the aliens are really nice. Some of the aliens are humorous. Some are dreadful. Some have only known war their whole lives. Unfortunately, like some of the people on Earth, their whole lives have only known a time of strife in their country. Well, some of these aliens have always lived like that. And suddenly they're faced with these two strange beings from Earth who are telling them it's all right to have mercy on their enemy.
Yeah, I like that. Mercy on their enemy. Will you do another book? Do you think there's another book in you?
I think there is, but I'll just have to sit back and see how this one goes, I think.
I love that. Well, I want to tell everyone you can get Kerjath and the Earth Warriors, of course, on Amazon, and really any teenagers would like it, but I think adults that like anything in this genre as well can totally read it and relate to it in the sense that they get carried away to another place.
Yes, that's right. And considering what your country has been through lately, all the terrible times with the COVID and other things, I just invite your country to come along with us to Kerjath for a few days, come along on a vacation,
and see other beings in a bit of strife and how they get out of it and how they keep going as their hearts are true.
I like that. I'm on the way to Kerjath. I'm almost finished, so I totally understand. Roderick Graham, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. It's been my great pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, what a fun adventure with these two, Michael and Gabe. And it's what we talked about and talking about Kerjath. I like the name of that. Coming up with the name of species or planets or any of that is key. I mean, look at the movies. And he mentioned some of the influences. Of course, Narnia and Lord of the Rings. I loved Lord of the Rings. I didn't get on board at first. And then I had a day where I had a clear day. This was years ago. And I sat down and watched the whole thing. I watched the whole thing. I'd never done that before, but I was so transported that nothing else was happening. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So I was binging before binging was popular, and I get that. And I like it is a thing with me. I like the idea, just your imagination of the planet, of what would the aliens be like. And the timing is so interesting because just maybe 2 days ago or a day ago, I was reading an interesting story about about aliens and that they might be friendly, but don't bet on it. And where you had this leading scientist predicting we will contact aliens, but it might have a terrible outcome. Ooh. And I mean, seriously, this is, people want to know this. And there's a famous professor of theoretical physics at City College of New York who got some publicity recently for that. He's kind of a pop science icon, and he's issued this warning about extraterrestrials and the efforts to, you know, seek them out. And he's probably best known for different theories that he's come up with that have taken off in science and technology, and it's Professor Kaiku, and he's theorized that humans may meet their extraterrestrial counterparts within this century, but the prospects that sound thrilling might not be thrilling, that you should be more cautious than eager to make contact. And it made me think of, you know, and of course you think of what happened in history when, and this is one of the things that was brought up in the piece that I saw, when Montezuma met Cortez in Mexico hundreds of years ago. Remember the demise of the Aztec emperor? I don't know if that analogy really works, but Kerjath seems like a very cool place, as I know from being transported there, to spend some time on. And Roderick Graham, good job on that. Catch it on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.